In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Funny, wasn't it just last week that I talked about John the Baptist and head on a platter? Oh, was it Wednesday?
It was a Wednesday.
Okay.
Last week.
So, give you a little background. You've heard the saying, bring me his head on a silver platter. It's a common phrase. I mean, I grew up hearing it. I'm sure you all did too. Surprise, this is where it comes from. So, having said that, this sermon is most likely going to make me rather unpopular to some people. So buckle up. When you look at the readings today, they seem very strange on the surface. They seem to be almost disconnected. You have an Old Testament reading of a prophet. You have the New Testament reading of what it is to be Christian. You have the Gospel reading of the death of John the Baptist. What the heck do they have in common? Simply this. Repeatedly in the Bible we see that if you're following the group, you're probably going the wrong direction. If you're following the group, you're not making the right decisions. Well, wait a minute, Father. Aren't Christians a group? Well, no. There's actually the idea of family, brothers and sisters. So, no, Christianity is not really a group, it's a family. It's a family of believers. But let's take a step back and let's examine what exactly I'm talking about. Because clearly Israel is a group of people, right? But when the promises were made to Israel, it was made to one person. Or a family. Abraham. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. As that family grew and became the people Israel, they began to listen to one another and go astray. There was strength in numbers. Think about it. Did Moses, the man chosen of God, actually create the golden calf? Or was that Aaron at the behest of the people? Was it the prophets that actually led people astray and caused them to worship Baal and Moloch and everything else? Or was it a group of people that said, look, you really don't have to do that. You can actually do this and it's fine. What happens to the people that stand up for the Word of God? What happens to the prophets of old? Seriously, come on. What happens to them?
They kill them.
Martyred. They kill them. They're martyred, yeah. That's what happened to John the Baptist. That is, in fact, what happened to Christ. Though Christ was unique in the fact that he was fully God and fully man. At every instance, at every failing that you see of humanity, there's a group behind it. Again, Christianity is thought of as a group. But we're not. We're a family. We are supposed to be adopted children of God. Which means, do we follow a group? Or do we follow God? And if we follow God, why in the world do we listen to groups? I can't think of a single thing, a single good thing that has happened to a group that I belong to. I was a group in the steel mill. There were other groups in the steel mill. They butted heads all the time. You were either part of the in crowd or you weren't. You either agreed fully with that crowd or you weren't a part of it. And there was a lot of yelling, there was a lot of screaming, there was a lot of underhanded deals. There was a lot of just messing with other people because you could. Anybody that speaks out about it ends up being John the Baptist. Not in the sense that they're a prophet, but in the sense that sooner or later, your head's going to end up on a platter. You will be served up as a sacrifice for groupthink. Unless you walk like a duck and talk like a duck and swim like a duck, you're not going to be a duck. And if you're not a duck, well, then you can't do ducky things. Sound familiar? Am I tiptoeing around the issue too much for everybody? Would you like me to speak plainly? In 2016, we had a very combative election. 2016, I watched family members and friends sit there and go, I want no part of you because you don't agree with me. The middle of 2016, I want no part of you because you support this. The end of 2016, I don't want any part of you because I don't like what you're saying. 2017, 2018, if you don't look like me, you're a piece of garbage. If you don't think like I do, I don't want anything to do with you. You have no authority over me. You can give me no information. You can have nothing good to tell me. Think of all the prophets in the Bible. The prophet today who doesn't want to be a prophet actually has a word from God to the people of Israel. Because you have betrayed me, because you have not listened to me, because you have not accepted me, because you have done what you thought was right, you're all going into exile. Think of John the Baptist. Because you have told me what I didn't want to hear, I'm going to kill you. Think of the New Testament reading and Paul. Think of the readings of the past few weeks. We have been among you. We have been counseling you. We have endured persecution. We have endured death. We have endured hatred. We have endured every bad thing. We have been kicked out. We've been spit on. We've been beat up. And we do it all gladly for Christ. We do it all for the glory of God. We do it all for the edification and salvation of mankind. We offer grace to you regardless of what you do to us, regardless of what the world says and does. You can beat me, you can persecute me, you can harm me in any way, but it will not stop me from serving God. It will not stop my brothers and sisters from serving God. What the world says does not matter. What the group says does not matter. The truth shall set you free. We have become a people so connected with groups, talking about civil rights, talking about justice, and we don't understand how to be just. We don't understand how to be civil because we're more interested in division. We're more interested in what this group or that group has to say. And we migrate to the group that we look like. And the people that do that are never able to pick up their cross. And if you can't pick up your cross, there is no way that you can follow Christ. You can't understand the sacrifice. You can't understand the gift. You can't understand salvation or what true justice looks like or what grace is. There is no context in which to actually understand that. The greatest lie that's been told in the last century is that if you disagree with someone, you must therefore hate them. Bull. That's garbage. That's garbage on a level unfathomable to me. Our history and our knowledge is built upon those that don't agree. That isn't supposed to prevent us from talking. That isn't supposed to prevent us from being civil. That's not supposed to prevent us from being the body of Christ. In this day and age, at this time in humanity's history, there are going to be and need to be a lot more John the Baptists. I hope to be one myself. And I hope that you choose to be one as well.